From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Mitchell. Missouri lawmakers are considering a proposal to let inmates 65 and older out of prison early. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on which prisoners may be eligible.
This measure would only apply to a narrow prison population. The sponsor is Tom Hannigan, a Republican representative from St. Charles. He says only about 100 inmates would be eligible for early parole hearings. They must be 65 or older and have served more than 30 years of their sentence. State Representative Lane Roberts, a Republican from Joplin, says he's concerned about the victims of the crime.
They're going to have to come back and relive that event and testify at that parole. And I struggle with asking victims to go through that a second time, whether it's 10 years later, 50 years later.
Those eligible must be serving a minimum sentence of 50 years. Supporters say this could save the state hundreds of thousands of dollars in health costs. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The owner of a Boonville hospital that closed abruptly in January has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Court filings show Pinnacle Healthcare System owes between $10 and $50 million to between 200 and 1,000 creditors. The Boonville hospital closed January 15th, less than 2 years after Pinnacle Healthcare bought it. A Pinnacle Hospital, clinic, and medical practices in Overland Park, Kansas will remain open during the restructuring. And finally, Governor Mike Parson spoke at a conference for the County Commissioners Association of Missouri in Columbia this morning, where he focused on issues affecting rural areas, including a recent controversy around the prisoner per diem. Missouri sheriffs in recent days have called on lawmakers to pay them more than $30 million, a debt the state owes them for county jail operations. Parson took the opportunity to promise the local lawmaker that he would pay that debt, and he said that he put $22 million in the governor's budget this year to start paying off that debt. I'm Chris Mitchell, KBIA News, Columbia.